Last week, young people in San Francisco got some good news. Starting in March, they'll be able to ride Muni free of charge. That's right. After a two-year campaign, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency approved a 16-month pilot program that will allow low-income young people between 5 and 17 to apply for free youth passes, which they can then use to ride public transit in the city. And here to explain is KALW's Julie Kane. So how does this program work? What does a young person need to do to qualify?
Well, this is a pilot program, and it starts in March, and basically it's based on income levels. And so you have to meet some income qualifications, and the applications are going to be available in the schools, and they're also available through Muni.
And I know that this has been talked about, been negotiated over a two-year period. There was some opposition. Why is it necessary to do this?
So basically, we don't have school buses in San Francisco. And so kids get to school either by walking, or they get a ride, or they take public transportation. And for a lot of people, right now it's $22 a month for a youth pass to ride Muni. And that might not seem like a lot of money, but for a lot of low-income families, that is actually something that they just can't afford to do.
And it can be a barrier to kids going to school then.
Absolutely. And, you know, so, you know, if you're faced with, you know, getting a ticket on Muni, or, you know, just not going to school or being late, you know, that free Muni really helps. And it's not just school. I mean, it's also getting to work and just getting around.
And did you talk to some young people about this?
I talked to a guy named Zeke Osmond. He's a senior at Independence High School in San Francisco, and he was also part of the campaign to really get it passed. So, you know, his mom is a single mom, and they're in a low-income household. And for his family, this really makes a huge difference.
You have to decide to either like walk because you can't pay the fare because you're afraid of getting like a $150 ticket and laying that on your family.
And that's Zeke Osmond, who's a senior at Independence High School. We're speaking with KALW's transportation reporter, Julie Kane.
So, you know, I mean, it's a pretty standard idea that there are breaks in fares based on how old you are.
Young like people. Seniors get a break in fare, right?
Exactly. That's a pretty common idea. But Muni is thinking about something new. They're considering basing fares on the ability to pay, so based on income across the board, not just about age, but really about what you can afford to pay. It's not in the works yet, but both the SFMTA and also the Metropolitan Transportation Commission are doing reports where they're looking at how a program like that would work. You know, it's obviously could be kind of complicated. How would you qualify and how would you base the fares? But it's an interesting idea.
And so let's move on to the East Bay from San Francisco and talk about elections.
So I know they're supposed to be over. I mean, we voted over a month ago, but it wasn't until last week that we actually found out the fate of a ballot measure in Alameda County. It was Measure B1.
All right. So tell us about B1 and why it took so long to get these votes in particular counted.
Well, so, okay, Measure B1 was a permanent half-cent sales tax increase in Alameda County, and that would have gone to pay for a lot of transportation infrastructure, like paving the streets, like beefing up AC transit, some bike and pedestrian infrastructure things, some land use projects.
So a lot of transportation infrastructure, very necessary transportation infrastructure in the East Bay.
Very necessary. Because it's a sales tax increase, it was required to have a two-thirds majority to pass, two-thirds majority of the vote to pass. And it was this real cliffhanger on election night. I stayed up till 1 in the morning watching the results come in, and it just like crept up, and it's almost there. And it just didn't quite make it over the threshold.
And what was the final vote?
Well, they just tallied that last week. They went ahead and asked for a recount just to make sure that they had everything correct. And it ended up that it failed to pass by 0.14% of the vote. So that's out of 350,000 or so votes cast, it failed by 700 votes.
So one person's vote does actually matter quite a bit.
Quite a bit in cases like this.
So it didn't pass by this tiny, tiny slice of the voters. So what happens now?
Well, you know, there's still a half-cent sales tax that's in effect, and that goes until 2022. And in the meantime, because this measure really did have so much support, the Alameda County Transportation Commission is looking at ways to maybe lower the threshold for measures like this to need to pass, because two-thirds is a really high bar.
And so BART is also considering some new fee increases, right?
They are. It's not to ride the trains, but it's to park in the parking lots. And I don't know if people in San Francisco, this may not really mean a lot to you, but if you live in the East Bay, a lot of us tend to drive to a BART station, park our cars, and take a train into the city. I do that all the time. And at a lot of the stations that are really busy, you have to pay. Mm-hmm. And that generates revenue for BART that they use to, you know, beef up BART and do repairs and improvements and stuff.
Get new seats. Oh, no, they didn't do that yet.
No, they did. They did. Some of the trains have new seats.
Oh, good.
But so they're considering raising some of those parking rates based on demand. And they're considering a plan where they would raise the rates by about 50 cents a day just based on
demand. And what does it cost right now?
It depends on where you park. Most of the stations, it's $1 a day, which is kind of a bargain.
Yeah.
Some of the stations that are much busier, like West Oakland, it's $5 a day. There are a couple that are still free. So, you know, they're thinking about, on average, raising the rate to about $1.50 a day.
And they say that would bring in about $5 million more in revenue?
Yeah. And that's money that they're just thinking about using for, you know, future expansion of the system and just keeping it, doing the upkeep on BART.